Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary and from Maria Bailey, and I'm pleased to be here today with you, bringing you a terrific show. And we're basically coming up on the end of March, but still, March is a very important month for women and moms. It is, of course, Women's History Month. And if you go to womenshistorymonth.gov, it's a really great website. It's a collaborative website between it's a Library of Congress, National Archives, National Endowment for the Humanities, National Park Service, Smithsonian, U.S. Holocaust Memorial, has put together a collaborative website. It's womenshistorymonth.gov. Check it out. It's really cool. It's just a great content for women, moms, daughters, anybody you know in your life who loves historic and stuff like that. It's really cool. So happy Women's History Month. And of course, it is also March Madness. When I was hosting the show a couple of weeks ago, I said how much I love college sports. And of course, I have my bracket in. And at this point, I'm running, not going to do too well. I think one of my final teams is already out, so my bracket's not looking too good. But what I love is that my kids get into it too, and my daughter, my freshman in high school, went ahead and put her own bracket in, and has picked a real underdog to win the whole thing. So you know, I'm really proud of her for getting into the spirit of it. So if you have a bracket, I hope yours are doing your bracket's doing well. And when we come back after this short break, we have a great lineup. We're going to be talking to Gigi Stettler. She's a trailblazer in a predominantly male industry, and she's going to be talking about how women can basically pave the way in any industry they feel like it. So she's got a great story to tell. We'll be talking to Jennifer Lake. She's our spotlight on moms about self-care. And then we're going to hop across the pond and talk to Laura Minter. She has a very successful award-winning crafting and baking blog. So we're going to hear about how she and her partner Tia Williams built that blog, and it's gotten some really great awards lately. And then we're going to be joining, Jelani Memory is going to be joining us today to talk about Circle, meetcircle.com. It's a cool topic we're going to discuss. And we'll close the show talking to Sarah Godfrey. She's going to debut her new book. It's actually for women called, hold on, I got to look at it. Sorry, Younger, a breakthrough program to reset your genes, reverse aging, and turn back the clock 10 years. Boy, do I need that. I'm approaching a historic decade birthday this year, so I can't wait to hear what Dr. Godfrey has to say. And before we take this quick break, I'd like to mention our sponsor of today's show is Tasty Lee Tomatoes. And if you go to the website, tasty-lee.com, and that's tasty with an I, you'll see fantastic recipes. And I pulled one up this morning, and I am starving just thinking about it. It's a tasty bacon quiche. It looks so good. There's a whole page of terrific recipes using Tasty Lee Tomatoes. And of course, Tasty Lee Tomatoes are healthy, fresh flavor, and they are vine ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. They're certified by the American Heart Association as a heart healthy checkmarked food, and they taste just like you grew them yourself. They're sweet and tangy and delicious, and you can find store locations too. I know my local grocery store, which is a Publix, which is a Southeastern United States food chain, has them. So I love to buy them for just the taste in my, I've told you before, I think my daughter eats them like apples. They're so good. So if you're having any big games, any basketball, March Madness, or you sit and watch golf, it doesn't matter. Check out Tasty Lee Tomatoes for a snack supply. So they're fresh and healthy snacks as well. Check out the website at Tasty. That's with Tasty with an I, -LeeTomatoes.com. So after our short break, we'll welcome our first guest, Gigi Stettler. Stay with us.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
As I mentioned, March is Women's History Month, and I'm pleased to welcome Gigi Stettler. She's an accomplished businesswoman, entrepreneur, and single mom, and she's the owner of RV Sales of Broward in South Florida. She's actually in our backyard because we're in South Florida as well, and she built the business from the ground up and is a real trailblazer in a predominantly male-dominated industry. And welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Gigi.
Good morning or afternoon, whatever this is.
All of it. Good day to you. Mm-hmm. Again, when it comes to even talking about women's impact in history, it's important to note that women that have made significant contributions have been trailblazers like you. So can you tell me why now you think it's important to recognize and honor women in American business and politics and beyond?
Well, I think women need to start to support women. It's really important. And I think the march and all of the Day Without Women and all these, you know, all these new things that we're steam fasting ahead. What I think our biggest problem has been that women don't support women. So we need that so badly so that we can, you know, get past this gender gap and break the glass ceilings and things because, you know, it's hard for us to sell ourselves to, you know, to men and to climb this corporate ladder and break these glass ceilings if women don't stand behind women, basically.
Right. That's true. But I think it might maybe you're talking about a business, more of a business support versus personal, because we work with moms a lot, obviously it's Mom Talk Radio, but even in the bigger picture of what we do here at Mom Talk Radio. And I think moms support moms to some extent, but I agree. I think we have a long way to go. Is that what you're saying as well?
Moms support moms, but the moms don't support the moms don't support the women in business.
I kind of find
that strange separation where I think that, you know, moms that choose to be moms and that's awesome. They, you know, if that's what they choose to be, moms and not business people, they don't give the same respect to women that, you know, maybe they want both, you know, mom and business, or maybe they want just business. And that's where we're lacking, because there's a large percentage of moms that don't work and are not in the business field. So trying to get them to support women in business world, you know, is where we really need to rally, you know, them up and get them on our side.
That's true. And the distinction is more, and there's also within moms too, there's a stay-at-home mom, there's the working mom, there's the part-time moms, or my part-time right. working moms, I should say. There is some judgmental judging going on as well. So I agree with you to that point. So you built your business from the ground up and as a single mom. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I first appeared in this, actually from a very young age, I've always had this entrepreneur idea and always wanted to be a millionaire since I was 16. So but I started
don't we all?
Since I was 11. Yeah. But instead of lowering my goals, because I obviously did not make $1 million when I was 16, I moved it to 17, and then I moved it to 18, and I never lowered my goal. I just kept moving the year, and I didn't make it. So I never gave up on the dream and the, you know, the idea. But I think just breaking into the corporate world, I've always found myself in these competitive businesses and industries that I've just always done. But this particular one, when I was in my early 20s, when I started in the RV business, and it was just started off as an accident. It was just supposed to be get rid of some inventory and develop some property. A friend of my mother's who had bought a piece of property and had RVs on and said, here, get rid of these things so we can develop it. I turned it into a business. So the first dealer meeting, the association meeting that I went to, I was in my early 20s. I was supporting, you know, I had my mini skirt on and my stilettos and had a ponytail and, you know, popped in with my, you know, new fresh ideas to this meeting. And it was a bunch of good old boys, scotch drinking, cigar smoking guys hanging around. talking about everything but the RV business.
Right.
So I popped up with my ideas, and you know, they were all fresh and new, and I was all excited. And they just turned around and looked at me and told me that there was no place for me and that I needed to go home and bake cookies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so for 3 months, for the next 3 months of dealer meetings that were calendared, conveniently got rescheduled without notifying me. So I missed the next three meetings. And this was history. I just kind of moved on and did my own thing and obviously paid somebody else to bake the cookies, and I moved on.
Good for you. You've got a lot of strength and determination, that's for sure. We only have about 2 minutes left. I want to get to anything you'd want to tell women who are either in a male dominated field or in any kind of field, how they can break down barriers. You have any tips for us?
I mean, you cannot give up, because you're going to be turned away so many times. You're going to have to work twice as hard to get half as much. So be prepared, but don't give up, because that is the way it is. And you know, until that day changes, you know, don't lower your goals. Put the highest goal that you can possibly, you know, want or dream about, and keep your eye on it, because you're going to get run over. You're going to get crushed. You're going to get smashed so many times, but you have to, that's just a stepping stone to success is failure. And don't be afraid to fail, because you will fail. And it's just how fast you can get back up and dust yourself off and go again is how it works. But you know, don't think that you're going to go into something not going to fail, because that's how you learn to ride a bicycle, because you fell off of it so many times.
Right. You know? So, very good point. Yeah. And honestly, even regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, plenty of very successful people have plenty of failures on their resume. You know, you don't hear about them that much. You only hear about the good stuff. But yeah, so they picked them. They just had determination, as you said, and didn't give up. So excellent advice from you, Gigi. Thank you so much. And it's gigistetler.com, STETLER.com, correct? Where we can find information about you?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Love your story, and best of luck. And when we come back, we'll shine the spotlight on moms. Jennifer Lake, a mom who is going to talk to us about self-care, and she's even got a Kickstarter for a play about moms. Stay with us.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
My favorite segment of Mom Talk Radio is when we shine a spotlight on moms. So today's guest is Jennifer Lake. She is the mom of 1 9-year-old, and her website is called Elevate with Jennifer, and it's ELEV and a number 8 with a T with Jennifer.com. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Jennifer.
Awesome. Thank you.
We only have a short segment, and I want to get in everything, because you have a Kickstarter for your play and you want to talk about self-care. So just give us your definition of self-care, and you mentioning that it boosts confidence and creativity.
Absolutely. So self-care is one of the primary foundations of why I've been able to get to this point that I'm at. I think so many times, especially when we're new parents, we tend to put our needs last. And actually, it's of utmost importance to put your self-care first. And really what I mean by that is not only taking responsibility for your health in all areas, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, but taking the time to give yourself a break. So there's many components of that. I make sure, or really encourage my clients in general, to create a daily self-care practice. And that can look like anything from, you know, getting up a little bit early and connecting with your breath, just taking 5 deep breaths to connect with that stillness. It could look like a vigorous yoga practice. It could look like, you know, a 10-mile run, depending upon what you have on your training schedule for that day. But it's putting your connection to yourself, your personal truth, your health needs first, because when you are putting yourself as a number one priority, you're able to give that much more to your community, your family, your business. So it's imperative that you put yourself first in that regard.
Yes, definitely. And actually, a tip I learned a few years ago is that, especially when it comes to this kind of thing where it's just for you, your self-care, you have to almost, especially if you're a busy working mom like you are, and a lot of us are, that you have to schedule it. Just schedule it, even if it's something completely whatever you love to do that has nothing to do with anybody else and is not serving anyone else but yourself. Schedule it. Put it on your calendar so that it is an appointment.
It's an appointment, and it's a no. You don't break it. It's a non-negotiable that you're putting mm-hmm. that first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you have other strategies to build the foundation of self-care?
So it's a practice, right? And one of my my mantras or things that I say is something is better than nothing. So we can also get into this black and white thinking. Well, if I don't have 2 hours to meditate or 2 hours to go to the gym and back, then I won't do it. And it's really not true. You know, it's cumulative. So whatever you can give, you can make a goal for say that you're going to move and connect with your breath for 25 minutes a day for 5 days and then do it. There are so many free resources online. You don't have to have a gym membership or a fancy membership to a yoga studio. While those are also helpful to have, it's really accessible. So if you make the commitment and then just stick with it, and of course reach out for help because we all need help in the process.
So when you talk about self-care, building confidence, can you address that?
Yeah. So, you know, I think self-confidence is something that a lot of us can relate to. One of the universal things that I keep hearing is people feeling like they're not enough. And I know that I've definitely struggled with this in my own life. And through really when I practice and when I connect with my physical fitness, I'm really continually shown that I'm so much stronger than I think I am. So you're not only pushing your limits in a physical way, but that's building the inner confidence to continue and persevere no matter what comes down the pipeline.
I love it. I love it. And jump back to your yoga question, I actually found a website that you can pretty much gauge if you can do up to 20 minutes, up to 40 minutes, up to 60 minutes. So you're right. Something's better than nothing. And I meant to mention that earlier when you talked about yoga. We only have about a minute left. Tell us about your Kickstarter for your play.
Awesome. So I wrote a musical, Mom's the Musical. It's available on Kickstarter. You can just Google Kickstarter and put in Mom's the Musical. You'll find it there. So it's a story or play. I've been working on this musical for the past 9 years. I finally wrote it and I'm ready to take it to the next level. So this campaign is really an effort to not only get the word out there, or it's a universal theme. You either have a mother or you are a mother, and it's going to touch many hearts in a big way.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's called Mom's the Musical, or just a Mom's Musical?
Mom's the Musical. Available. The web isn't up yet, just yet, but there is momsthemusical.com. Kickstarter, Google that. You can find Mom's the Musical there as well.
Okay. And then tell us where we can find your website again.
My website is Elevate, E-L-E-V, the number 8, T-Tom, with Jennifer.com. Elevate with Jennifer.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And I just love your tips. And we can find more of the tips on the website, correct? On your website?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Great topic. Thanks for joining us on Mom Talk Radio. And when we come back, we're going to actually hop across the pond, talk to Laura Minter. She and her partner, Tia Williams, are two creative moms based in Brighton in the UK. And they started a Little Button Diaries, a crafting and baking blog that's only been around since 2013, but it's just getting all kinds of awards. So we'll talk to them after this short break. Stay with us.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary and for Maria, and I'm pleased to welcome Laura Minter. She and her friend Tia Williams are the two creative mums based in Brighton, UK. They have created a very successful and award-winning blog called Little Button Diaries, and that is the URL, littlebuttondiaries.com. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
The blog is relatively new in terms of just all the success you've enjoyed. It started in 2013. How would you and Tia come up with the idea, and how long did it take you to basically create the blog and your brand, really?
Oh, okay. So we started when we were both on maternity leave, and we were a little bit bored, to be honest, because you go from working full-time to then being, like, covered in nappies and baby poo, going, oh, no, what's happened to my life? And we did a little crafting before, and we weren't finishing any projects because we had new babies. So we decided that we wanted a way to motivate ourselves. So we were like, let's do a blog. Yeah, let's do a blog. And then it just went from there, and it's just grown and grown and grown, really.
So before you were a mom with your babies, did you work in that industry or field, or how did you, were you always a crafter? Was it a profession or more of just a hobby?
So crafting was definitely a hobby, but I used to be a teacher that used to run the IT and run all the blogs for a school. So I had blogging experience, and then we just sort of matched up the two, really, and just thought people might like it. Maybe I'll just, maybe our mums will read it, and that's it. And then it's like people did actually read it, and they still do.
Yeah, that's great. It's a whole niche market with moms who are crafty. Crafty moms, bloggers. So,
Pinterest, isn't it? Being a Pinterest mom.
Yes, I'll bet you have a huge Pinterest. Do you have boards and everything on Pinterest?
We do. Yeah. We're there and sort of over on Instagram as well. And sort of, yeah, it's good. It's quite, because we're quite a visual.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so it's quite a good way for us to get out there, really.
Right. So you have won the Best Craft Blog at the 2014 Mom and Dad Blog Awards, a 2015 Brilliance in Blogging Award in the craft section. Really great stuff. But you also have books.
We do, yes. We've got a few books now.
Okay. Tell us about those.
So after we won those awards that you just spoke about, we got approached by a publisher who said, do you want to write some craft books? And we're like, yes, my goodness, of course we would. And because our kids were getting slightly older, we do a lot of kids' crafts, and then we sort of got in the groove of doing kids' craft books. So we've just about to release our fifth one, I have to think then, our fifth one, and we've just finished another one that will come out later in the year. So, yeah, we've sort of done six books in 2 years now.
That is awesome. Are they books that you that kids do by themselves, or is it more of the, you know, mom and kid crafts together?
It's a real mishmash. I mean, our kids are between 2 and 5 now, so it's more stuff you can do for your kids. Like, we have ones that are a princess craft book, a knight one, a pirate one, and I can't remember what the other one is. Oh, I can't tell you because that hasn't come out yet. That's what I can't remember. Which you
mini
do
makers.
For your kids.
Right.
No, mini makers you do with your kids. Mini makers and the big book of 100 little activities are ones you sit down with your kids, or they can do elements of it, especially the 100 book actually. Sort of lead them to it, get them started, and then go make a cup of tea while they do stuff. Quite good.
I love it. So you had said you had IT and blogging, you had managed blogs in the education field. And what does Tia do? Is she also the super creative mom, or she got other, what talents does she bring to the team?
She's super, super crafty. She's an amazing drawer. So she sketches everything out, and then we sort of work together to create whatever. She's sort of sketching. She's really good at that. And I do more of the IT. We both do the crafting, but we know our strengths, and we sort of stick to them and sort of don't cross that line, really. And makes it quite easy to sort of
wonderful.
Work together. Yeah.
And that's why I asked, because I know, you know, especially with two moms busy, et cetera, you definitely don't, you want to each carve out what you're good at. And as you said, you know, work on your strengths. And that's why I kind of asked what her contributions were. But that's really, I love this story. What a fantastic story. So the blog again is littlebuttondiaries.com. And in terms of the craft books and anything else coming down the pike that you want to talk about?
So we've got our next book is available to pre-order now on Amazon. That's a pirate craft book. And
huge.
The one that we've just handed in that's not quite finished yet is going to be a space craft book. And then we've got another one coming out after that, but I can't tell you about that one.
Okay.
But it's along the same sort of theme, just think sort of cape, mask, saving the world. Does that give you a clue?
Superheroes. Gotcha.
Maybe.
All right.
We're completely booked out after that, and then we just started a YouTube channel with craft videos. So
That's great. Good for you.
Yeah, I know,
that's
right?
That's a great channel. Like, yes, awesome.
Yeah, maybe check us out. We're Little Button Diaries on YouTube as well. So we're going to see where that takes us, really.
Wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations. I love the stories.
Thank
you know,
you.
When you said you were on maternity leave and you're just bored and said, let's do something.
Yes.
And look at you've created your own business. I'm assuming you didn't go back to your old job.
I didn't know. And neither did Tia,
yeah.
Which is good. We get quite a lot of work for other companies to like create projects for them. So we've been really busy.
Yeah.
And we're just so grateful for anyone that actually reads our blog or actually buys our book. We just, yeah, we're really chuffed, really.
Love it, love it, love it. Congratulations. Really, really a pleasure to talk to you. And good luck to you and Tia. Again, it's littlebuttondiaries.com. We can get all the crafting and information and YouTube as well, Little Button Diaries. And we're looking forward to seeing what's coming down, what you guys are going to create next. And when we come back, we're joined by Jelani Memory. He's going to be talking about a super, uber cool device called the Circle and Circle Connections. It's how you can manage device and screen time in your house. We'll be right back after this quick break.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
This segment of Mom Talk Radio, I am extremely pleased to welcome Jelani Memory. He is an entrepreneur and creator and founder of Circle Media, Inc. And if you have not heard of the Circle, this is a fantastic device that you can use to basically manage screen time on devices. And we're speaking to, I'm assuming, the inventor, right, Jelani?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm one of three co-founders. I'm mostly on the creative and product side. We have a guy who's really great in business and helping sort of grow the ops, and then as well as a technical co-founder.
Okay. So I was saying before we started this segment in the break, I had seen this and heard of it from other moms last summer, and they are raving about it. So give us a brief overview of how it actually works inside and outside the home.
Yeah, absolutely. So Circle is an incredibly simple, easy-use device. It pairs with your existing network and router. So you don't need to get a new router. You don't need to replace all the passwords on your network or try and set up this crazy device with all these blinking lights. It's managed by an app either on your Android or iOS phone. And it's as simple as giving it the password for your Wi-Fi. And from there, you can set up your family. It'll actually recognize all the devices connected to your network. So whether it's a laptop or an iPad or a Kindle or even a smart thermostat, it'll see everything. And from there, you can say which devices belong to which member of your family and set permissions, like being able to set a filter so that, you know, the content that's appropriate for that age is accessible on those devices for those kids and those family members, set a bedtime for that device so that, you know, when it's time to go to bed, it actually disconnects from the internet and gives you a notification so that you're not, you know, staying up late surfing online. It gives you a pause button for the internet. You can set time limits on popular apps and sites like Netflix and YouTube. And you even get a peek into how your kids use their time online. So while it's filtering out all the bad stuff, you get to go, oh, well, this is really interesting. My kid likes to spend a half an hour a day on Instagram or, you know, loves to watch videos on YouTube. You know, really, we want it to be the one complete comprehensive solution for how parents manage their family's digital lives.
Fantastic. I absolutely love it. If you go to meetcircle.com, that's where I just took a peek at. So the actual hardware, the device, is a small white box, right? It's not that big. So it's not like it's a huge, you know, a big like desktop tower or something, correct?
Yeah, very small. It actually has a battery inside. So if you have any enterprising kids, you want to unplug it, it'll actually stay on and send you a notification
right.
That it's been unplugged. But yeah, we built it with families in mind. We built it with non-tech savvy parents in mind, knowing they don't mm-hmm. have a ton of time to be their own IT professionals. They just want to love on their family well. And so we built a device that really caters to those needs.
It's again, I can't stop raving about it. Again, I heard about it and I've got to get one. I've tried a couple of different apps that with no device and they're clunky and there's bugs in them. So this seems pretty seamless. And how many, is there a limit to the devices? In other words, you have to put the app on your phone and then it controls the Circle. The Circle app controls the actual box, but on the app, you can see everybody's devices. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And there's okay. no limit to the devices. I mean, literally, we've seen homes with upwards of 60, 70 devices connected to their Wi-Fi that Circle's managing. I even know of a copy shop or two that's used Circle
yeah.
to manage their Wi-Fi. So really, it's a one-time cost. covers every device in the home, no matter what kind. If it connects to the internet, Circle can manage it. And again, it's all centered around that idea of family and being able to set up those settings that you really want for each unique family member and what's appropriate and specific to them.
Okay. So, and we can, and I hope you don't mind, I'm going to ask you the cost because it is very reasonably priced from what I can see.
$99.
$99.
$99, one-time cost. You know,
so
we'll
support
it for a lifetime. And it'll work on just about any network that you have. So we support something like 95% of routers. It's very likely you wouldn't have any trouble connecting it to your own router.
Right. So what's next? What's on the horizon? Something else has just launched in connection to this, the Circle, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we launched a brand new platform called Circle Connections. And for us, it was about not just being parental controls, but looking at the other aspects of a family's life. And for us, you know, we saw a bunch of other important things that parents were doing that we wanted to sort of play ball in. So things like chores or how active kids were, or whether, you know, teenagers were driving safe or not, or what kids were up to on social media, and then connecting with other cool smart home apps and appliances. And so Circle Connections is all about partnering and working with other app makers, device makers, service makers, and to leverage what they've built to be able to tie into the Circle system. So specifically, we have out there an integration and partnership for chores with the Family Tech app suite. So that's Chore Monster, Landra, and Mothership. And what parents are able to do with that is actually be able to set up chores for their kids, offer screen time as a reward, and when kids earn enough points to redeem those rewards, it automatically gives them screen time on Circle that they can use however they want to. And we think it's really cool. It's a great sort of integration. They've been a fantastic partner, and folks are already using it like crazy.
I was just looking at all the different the capabilities of it are amazing. Like even driving, I'm looking at driving because I have a 16-year-old that just started driving. I'm like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah, so that's a really unique integration. These folks at Automatic, they make a really cool piece of hardware that goes inside your car, can track how fast your car is going, can track, you know, whether you're braking hard, where your car's at. Actually able to do with that is in partnership with our product Circle Go, which is essentially Circle expanded outside the home for any other Wi-Fi network or 4G LTE for smartphones. What we're able to do is actually turn off, as soon as the kid turns the car on, is turn off social apps so that they're not able to be distracted while they're driving. And as soon as they turn the car off, of course, the social apps are available again. And what's great about that is we're not turning your phone off, so they can still access maps. They can still make a phone call if they need to, if there's an emergency. That way they're able to continue to stay safe.
Gotcha. But you can pick the ones that they don't need to be on, like Instagram and Snapchat, right?
Exactly.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jelani. Again, it's meetcircle.com is the website. It's also available in almost every major retailer from what I can see on meetcircle.com on the website. So congratulations. A really, really wonderful product. I'm actually looking forward to setting up in my house. My kids won't be looking forward to it, but that's okay. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations. We're looking forward to hearing more of what you're doing with this product and extensions of it like Circle Connections. And when we come back on Mom Talk Radio, we're going to close the show with Dr. Sarah Gottfried. She is the author of Younger, a breakthrough program to reset your genes, reverse aging, and turn back the clock 10 years. Stay with us after this short break.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
For this last segment of Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Sarah is a medical doctor and has an impressive resume of education from Harvard Medical School and MIT, and then bounced to the opposite coast and completed her residency at UC San Francisco, and you currently live in Northern California. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Gottfried.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You wrote a new book called Younger, a breakthrough program to reset your genes, reverse aging, and turn back the clock 10 years. I am extremely interested in this book, as I know most moms are. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can find in the book?
Well, the book is how to slow down the aging process. And, you know, I feel like many of the drivers of aging are things that I experienced as a mother. I've got two daughters, But it wasn't until I was 44 and I measured my telomeres. Telomeres are the caps on your chromosomes that tell you how fast or slow you're aging. So when I was 44, I did this simple blood test of my telomeres, and I was really shocked by the results. I was aging much faster than I realized. I had the telomere length of a 64-year-old woman. So I was aging 20 years faster than my chronological age, and that's what really got me into action.
How easily accessible is this telomere test?
They tend not to be tested in isolation. There's a lot of other things that you could do before a telomere test, like measuring your fasting blood sugar, which is another important lever of the aging process. You can also measure your liver function, because that's something that tends to go down with age. I want to lengthen health span. I want to lengthen that period of time where I feel like I'm in my prime. That's what I want to share with people. You know, not lengthen disease span, but lengthen health span. You know, for me, my why is that I want to be around for my grandkids. I want to be around for my great-grandkids even. That's what kind of got me focused on a 7-week protocol to slow down the aging process.
And so the book is basically around this 7-week protocol.
It's a 7-week protocol to reset your genes. When I was facing that test that I had at 44, I just got very interested in, okay, what is it that I'm doing that's making me age so fast? And some of this work had been done at UCSF by a woman who won the Nobel Prize in 2009, Elizabeth Blackburn. And she looked at moms, and that really got my attention. She looked at moms who had a sick kid compared to moms who have a kid that's healthy, on average, are aging much faster. So if you have a high degree of perceived stress, that typically adds about a decade on to the pace at which you're aging.
Did you pick up that research she was doing and then expound on it and wrote the book based on that, correct?
That's right. I mean, you don't often hear about people who are doing research, cutting-edge research on moms. And so that got me excited. And
that's interesting,
And also a little concerned because I thought, wow, you know, I'm kind of a stressed out mom. I wonder how I'm doing. So, you know, her work is mostly on, you know, how to diagnose this in people and then what it means. What it means is that if you're aging faster, you've got a higher risk of cancer and a higher risk of Alzheimer's disease and other things that I certainly didn't want to develop. And so that got me to look at, okay, what are the levers of aging? How can I change how fast I'm aging? How can I slow down this gap? And so what I believe it comes down to is the way that you eat, move, think, and supplement. That's what the book is about, these levers that you can push and pull to change the aging process.
You just summarized the book beautifully, and it is a 7-week program built around 5 key factors that lead to aging, correct?
That's right. There's 5 factors that I identified. There's probably more than that, but I think they're the 5 that you really want to focus on. The first is the muscle factor. And, you know, I think a lot of moms face this particular issue because I believe that aging begins in your muscles. And sometimes you don't know that it's happening behind the scenes, but what occurs is that after age 35, you start to increase your fat mass. So you increase your fat in your body about 1% per year. And after 40, you start to lose your muscle mass. And that happens at a clip of about 5 pounds a decade. Now, I didn't know this was happening. You know, my genes were maybe a little tighter, but it wasn't until I went to the gym and I was doing a high-intensity interval training class, and I had this gorgeous 25-year-old instructor who wanted me to jump up on a box that was 18 inches high. And I nearly wiped out. Like, it was so hard to jump up on this box. And that's one of the aging factors, like this slow decline in muscle function that happens around the beginning of middle age.
Right. And what are the other factors really quickly? We have about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, the brain factor, the hormone factor, the gut factor, and the toxic fat factor. Find this book anywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookseller.
Sarah Gottfried, SarahGottfriedMD.com. Congratulations on the book launch. And thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Montauk Radio. It's been a pleasure to be here with you. And Maria will be back behind the mic next week. Have a wonderful week.